Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hit the ice in the Sunshine State for the first of two games against Florida-based NHL opponents. And with Mom hanging around on the road trip, the Hawks will definitely need to bring a higher level of play to tonight's matchup with the Tampa Bay Lightning because they sure don't want to disappoint their mom. So we'll see what we get here as the Blackhawks and Lightning get set to square off. The Lightning have had quite a bit of success in their last 10. 5-1-4, so points in 9 of their last 10 games. They're looking to keep that going. The Hawks are looking to end that right here. Drop the puck to get this one started, and the Hawks will now control the draw. Brandon Hagel in the left circle, put it to the slot. Cirelli shoots and scores. Power play goal for the Lightning. They lead 1-0. And the goal at 3:56 of period number one.
But you can see how dangerous they are. This is the second power play unit after the first power play unit peppered Mrazek with a couple really good looks. And again, this slot area has got to be protected a little bit better. They want to find that area. Cirelli just kind of backs away, and finds a soft zone there and goes off the pad and into the net, maybe off the shin pad. But Vlasic in front of the net. Doesn't matter. It's a power play goal. Staying out of the box, staying disciplined, yeah. Imperative for the Hawks here.
Heading out to Nick Foligno. He's over the Lightning line on the right wing. Spins the puck behind the net. And Philip Kurashev along the goal line, put it in front. The shot, they score! It's Connor Bedard sneaking around from behind the Lightning net, and he got his stick open in the crease. And a beautiful pass from Kurashev to the crease, and there was Bedard to stick it into the back of the Lightning net, and we're tied at one.
Bedard on the back step, he outfights Victor Hedman. Victor Hedman is only 6'7", 245 pounds. So he gives up 60 pounds at about a foot in height there. But he doesn't back down. He just finds that open spot. The back, great play by Kurashev. And the Blackhawks are even with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hawks will get the puck back. Korchinski back in the Hawk net. Winds it around at the right side. Board's not out. Janot will hammer one. Put it out in front. Kucherov takes the puck, shoots, and scores. This is actually kind of a busted play. It looked like Tanner Janot was going to fire a one-timer from the high slot area. He shanked it down onto the stick of Kucherov, who was standing next to a wide-open net. He could have closed his eyes and scored. Penalty coming up here to the Lightning. Brian Donato draws it. Korchinski fires from the left circle. He scores! It's Kevin Korchinski's first goal in the National Hockey League. Off a delayed penalty, Korchinski took the pass from Brian Donato, rolled into the top of the left wing circle and let it rip, and it looked like it hit a Lightning skate and ricocheted back in behind Johansson. We are tied at two on Kevin Korchinski's first National Hockey League goal.
There was a fight amongst the players for the Blackhawks to get that puck and give it to Korchinski, who was right on the other side of the far net, knowing that this is going to be Korchinski's goal, is Corey Perry and Entwistle. Entwistle, they're all diving in to grab that puck. Congratulations, Kevin Korchinski.
Perfect's in front of his net. He'll skate it to center ice, give it to Kalman DeHaan, who coughed up the puck over the center ice circle. Here's a pass to Bedard over the Lightning line, put it out in front, they score! Tyler Johnson on the receiving end of a pass from Connor Bedard. It was Foligno who enabled the play by stealing the puck from DeHaan over the center ice circle, fed it ahead for Bedard down the left wing into the Lightning zone, and he scoops it over to Tyler Johnson, who scores his first goal against his old team and gives the Hawks a 3-2 lead. Foligno into the Lightning zone, put it in front, Bedard with the backhand, and oh, he scores! Connor Bedard with his second goal of the game and his seventh on the season, set up by Foligno. And it's now 4-2 Hawks with 7 seconds left in period number one.
I think the goaltender actually makes the save, but Cirelli comes back and he runs right over his goaltender. I think he just knocked everybody into the net. Yeah, he comes back and it's Cirelli who ends up knocking the puck. Big save on Connor Bedard. Rebound came out, hit the skate, I think, of Cirelli, and ended up in the back of the net for Connor Bedard. Boy, he's been effective.
Korchinski left point. Down to Bedard, left wing corner. To Jones, straight away, high slot. Moves it down to the right wing corner. Kurashev back to Jones, right point with five. To Korchinski, left point. Down to Bedard. Send it over. Kurashev, right circle. Head to Seth Jones, and he touches the puck as the horn sounds, ending the hockey game. And the Blackhawks hang on for a 5-3 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning on a night when Connor Bedard racks up a 4-point night for the first time in his career.